All right, so we're going to try to wrap up our preparations for Tampa today with a little situational work. But the injuries, we got Hillis, is, he's making progress and doing a little bit more, but he's out still. Dorsey, he's doing a little bit more, but he's out. Wally is out. Castle is out. John Baldwin is limited with sore ham. Lilja is limited. He's doing a little work. Cyrus is still ill, and he's not here today. Rapati, he's making a little progress with his elbow. And those are the main guys that that we have to work through and see what they can do. But we're trying to remain focused and go down. And I know that Tampa, they're coming off a bye week. I think basically their situation is kind of similar to ours, and probably they feel like that this is a game they need to win. We feel like it's a game we need to win, so should be a good football game. And we're going to try to play a good football game and try to get something done. Okay?
Just to clarify, Hillis, Dorsey, and Wiley, you're ruling them out for the game Sunday?
Yes, they're out.
Lewis said yesterday he thought he was ready to go, that he could play Sunday, and he kind of said, "I'm back." But it's your kind of call there.
Yeah,
is he going to play on Sunday?
He's been working, and we'll probably have him in there and give him some opportunities to see how he does. How much he plays, I'm not sure, you know, but we'll put him in there.
Sean Drum, ankle's okay.
It's not okay, but he's still got an ankle, but he's working through it.
With Hillis out, Gray sick, well, all of a sudden your running backs are been drawn limping. It's a smaller group than you had even last week.
Oh, yes, it is. But the thing is that Sean, I think that he's got enough toughness, and he'll be able to tough it out. And then Gray, I think that we still got a couple days here to get him back. And so then I think hopefully he'll be able to help us too.
Well, you're not suggesting with this question you're not confident in Brady Quinn, but is there a dynamics within a team that changes when you go from one quarterback to another for whatever reason? Is there a chemistry issue or whatever you might call it that's not present when you make a change in any other position?
Well, I think any position that you make the change, there's a dynamic and it impacts somebody, you know. You know, the team, they've been working with Castle for a little bit, and so they kind of know his mannerisms and all that, know what he's about. So now they got to find out what Brady is about as far as it relates to that. You know, even the way he calls cadence and things like that, there's going to be different, and so they kind of have to get used to it. But I think that in professional football or in any profession, you know, everybody has a job to do. And then when somebody is changed, you still have to do your job, you know. But you just have to have an adjustment period to get used to the guy who's going to be sitting next to you or going to be working next to you.
Yeah,
so,
I'm sorry, but it's true that when you change a position, it impacts somebody on the team. Somebody
yeah.
else on the team. But doesn't changing quarterback impact everybody on the team in one way or another?
Well, yes, it does. But changing anybody impacts everybody on the team, you know. And the thing that we have to find out is what kind of performance that guy we change, what kind of performance will that player have, you know. I mean, you know, like when Dorsey got hurt and Bailey, you know, went into play, that impacted everybody on the team. But if he performs at a high level, now then the guys next to him, they gain that confidence that they need to have in that player, and then they can go do the job that they need to do.
I was just thinking from a leadership sense, just because your quarterback generally is one of the leaders in the team, that position.
Yeah, that position is. But generally what happens is because that position is the leader and the guys who play that position, they carry themselves a particular way, and they're always working on their leadership, and they understand the role that position carries with it.
Can you elaborate on that, how – in this case, Brady Quinn has done that?
Well, Brady has always been a good leader. I mean, you can't be a quarterback without being a good leader. And if you look back to his days in college, he was a good leader. You know, the days he's been in the pros, he's been a good leader. He carries himself very well, you know. And he just hasn't had the opportunities to play as much. Now he's going to get an opportunity to play, and then we'll see if that production is what we need it to be.
How have you seen that from him specifically since he's been here, since you guys signed him in whatever it was, March or whatever?
Well, every time he talks to the media, for one, he has a certain aura about him and how he conducts himself, how he answers the questions, all right, that. And then on the practice field, you know, he's a quarterback when he's on the practice field doing the things that a quarterback needs to do. So, I mean, he has leadership qualities, and he is a leader.
How is your rookie doing at left guard?
He's learning something every day, and he's making good progress. You know, I think you jump in there and you find out the speed of the game, the ability of the opponent, and how you have to play the game. And I think he's learning how he has to play. And I think that he's representing himself very well.
The on the other line, defensive line, what about Dontari got more plays, I think, in the last 2 weeks than in the previous three. And how's he developing?
Well, he's coming on as well. He's learning our system in the 3-4. I think he's a better technician in the 3-4. And then he's also playing on some nickel. And, you know, with guys being down, he has to play more. And so he's representing himself very well also.
I think the most from Sunday, watching the tape, in the fourth quarter, he looked like he was energetic. I mean, he's obviously in very good condition because, I mean, the one pressure he had on Flacco in the end zone, that was at the end of the game, and he was still going strong.
Right. Well, he's a strong young man, you know, and he works at it during the week and at practice. And, you know, when you got guys like that who will work at it, they have a chance to make an impact.
It seemed even from watching that game, he grew during the game. In the first quarter, Burke was handling him one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the case in the second half of the fourth quarter. He needed a lot of help.
Well, sometimes, you know, you go into the game and you don't know exactly what's going to happen or how you're going to be able to play, but then your confidence grows as the game goes on, and I think that happened in that case.